Are you ready to thrive? It is time to take action. Hello, everyone. This is Jen, and you are listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. What is the result of thriving? Body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Tune in to hear about these elements and the scientifically and spiritually proven action steps to stand in confidence, love from within, be unstoppable in fulfilling your dreams, and create synchronicity so you can flow toward abundance and love. Hear real stories that will inspire you to take action today and be a catalyst for positive change in this world through creating your own Thrive life. Let's do this. Feel empowered and ignite your soul with Thrive by Jen Radio starting now. Hey, good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. And I'm so looking forward to our topic today and chatting with you. It was, this was interesting. I was hired by a company recently to create, they want to become a more Christian business. So they want to run their principles and off of biblical principles. And so we got into conversation, and I needed to learn more about their business. And we were talking about, you know, the previous months and what they do and what was going on. And so I had learned that not only in the business, but also in their personal lives, that chaos had seemed to be a common theme. And I totally understood because that's where I had come from. And so I couldn't help but want to bring this today as the topic, because I was wondering about how many other people are living addicted to chaos. And another word for it could be drama. And it's just always about, I don't know, it was about living from chaos to chaos, or drama to drama, or situation to situation, and not having peace, not having a sense of being grounded. And so I was like, boy, I said, it resonated with me, and it hit home about how when I was addicted to drama, I didn't even realize I was addicted to drama, because it became such a way of the way that I lived, and it just became a way of functioning. It was the norm. And so I was like, I said, I'm going to talk about this on one of our shows, because this is, I know my life has changed dramatically in a more peaceful and loving way. And so, you know, I just love to share with all of you, and hopefully in our conversation today, you might have a little aha moment about, I wonder if I'm living from drama to drama, or in a chaotic environment, and then feeding that chaotic environment. So I want to talk about what it looks like today. I want to talk about solutions, and I'm going to approach this today from, I like to call it crowding out. So what happens is, in my crowding out philosophy that I do for myself, is that I have found that I'm less successful when I want to make a change. I'm less successful about stopping a behavior versus creating a new one, a more healthier one. So let's just use food, for example. So I've been more successful in, if I write down, I can write down what I eat, but if I pick one meal to bring in healthier foods, I tend to be more successful in that those foods tend to crowd out the bad ones, the less healthy ones, versus if I write down everything that I eat and make all the changes at once, for me, it's just overwhelming, and my success rate is not high. So when I had realized, first I didn't realize that I was actually living from chaos to chaos, that I was addicted to chaos. What I had craved was peace. I had craved at the time, and this is a long time ago that my changes started to happen, but at the time I was very much I was very much into yoga and I was practicing yoga. And a lot of the conversation around that was the word feeling grounded. So it was about feeling, attached to the, attached to the ground, like feeling strong, feeling connected to the earth. And not, you know, when I was addicted to the chaos, it reminded me of floating. It reminded me of always, like floating in the air and floating from drama to drama and never feeling, always feeling out of breath. And it's not in a physical way, not physically, where I couldn't breathe, but you know, when you've had a busy day and you sit down and you have that sense of relaxation and the sense of like, you're like, oh, finally I get to sit down. Well, I was existing like that all the time. And it's just, and I felt out of breath. I felt like I was always running. Like I felt like I was always charging, you know, just always striving, never. And it didn't give me time to enjoy my actual life, the process of life, it's something is just coming to me now that it reminds me of. I remember when I started this journey and feeling chaotic and feeling like I was floating and not grounded. I remember having a conversation with somebody and it was the saying was, take the time to smell the roses, right? Stop and smell the roses. And I can remember having that go through my heart at the time about, yeah, like I never took time out to enjoy. I never took time out to, you know, if I accomplished a task, it was about going on to the next task. And what I found when I was addicted to the chaos, that when I started craving peace, when I worked on the crowding out method, so being that I was bringing more peaceful ways into my life, what I found was that I almost didn't know what to do with it. Because I had been so used to running in overdrive all the time, I created it. I created that chaotic environment when I did have peace. So I wanted to bring that to your attention today. And when we talk about the ideas that I've brought into my life about bringing peace in, I just want you to be aware that you'll have, you know, this resistance to it because you're so used to doing something a certain way. You're so used to an outcome a certain way. And when we don't have that anymore, it starts to get uncomfortable. And then we want to go back to feeling comfortable. And we've talked about this feeling on other shows. We've talked about, you know, that pushing ourselves into that uncomfortable moment because that's when the good stuff starts to happen. So I want you to be alert. If you have a desire for more peace in your life and you don't know if you're addicted to the chaos or addicted to the drama, and maybe you're hanging out with, maybe part of your environment is hanging out with people that create a lot of drama. I know that was something that I had realized as well, is that it, you know, my circle really has changed a lot. And because I was hanging out with people, I was surrounding myself with people who were addicted to drama and they were creating it in their life and sharing it with me. So in turn, it came into my environment. And it wasn't until I had wanted to feel peace so much, you know, I wanted to feel that grounded connection. I wanted to take more time out to enjoy the process of life, because time I noticed was going so fast and I was missing out on so many wonderful things that I started to realize that part of my circle had to change because they were bringing drama in when I was trying to remove it from my life. So let me share with you, I want to talk first about when I was growing up, my life was chaotic. It was total chaos. And what does that really mean? Well, if you look up the definition, it says complete disorder and confusion. And that confusion was a very real feeling for me. Like, it was a very real experience. And that's what I mean by when I was saying that I felt out of breath. I was confused in the sense where I didn't know what my purpose was. I didn't know what my function was. I didn't know what I was accomplishing. My days were confused because things would come up and I was stuck in the middle of the chaos. And then let's say I had a goal that day of accomplishing a workout. But when I was addicted to the chaos, I would let other things come into that day to take me away from that workout. I wouldn't say no to things. I would say yes to everything. I was, I was addicted to the rush. I was addicted to things feeling out of control. I was addicted. It was almost like it was normal for my original agenda not to get accomplished. And I don't know if any of this is resonating with you, but I just, I've been coaching for a long time now, and it's something that other women have brought up to me that they are feeling as well, that their lives look like this as well, that it was very similar. And it was about being addicted to the drama, about not knowing what my day was supposed to look like if it wasn't out of control. And if there wasn't any, I know when I've coached in the past, I've had conversations with people about implementing a schedule and it would be out of control and not possible. So this is similar to, it's that out of control feeling. So what I love better is not only the definition of complete disorder and confusion, what I love more is that it's about disarray. And some of the synonyms are disorganization, confusion, mayhem, bedlam, pandemonium. I just love that. Havoc, turmoil, right? Tumultuous, commotion. So all different things. And we're going to take a quick short break. And when we get back, I want to jump into, talking more about what this looks like in your life with these synonyms. Because sometimes when I say the word chaos or drama, you'll be like, yeah, that's not my life. And so I want to talk about that and also start to talk about the solutions and things that I've brought in to help you bring more peace into your life. I also want to give a shout out to a friend of mine who's having surgery tomorrow who's listening. CJ, we're sending you lots of prayers for you to get through your surgery and have an unbelievable speedy recovery and come back to total health. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Tune
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Hey, welcome back to Thrive by Gen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. All right, let's get back to talking about being addicted to the chaos and drama. Before I jump into our solutions, I want to talk a little bit more about identifying it. So when we left for break, we talked about some of the other words that you could use instead of chaos and drama. And some of it was, right, disorder or havoc, turmoil, confusion, mayhem, disruption, upheaval, commotion. And these are, you know, I share this with you as just as a little aha moment of like, yeah, like, you know, I mean, there are moments in my life where things are a little chaotic in the sense that if something, maybe it's a new business that you're launching or a change in a child's schedule. I know we have a little disorder when we go from having one sports season to another because different times for practices, different dinner times. So it takes us a couple of days of getting things back into order. However, I want to, that's the key though. It's a couple of days. So it's a couple of days of realizing what the schedule looks like, what the new schedule is, how to move things around, how to put the order back in. So it's important that it's not happening a long time, right? That's not the season you're constantly living in. And I want to talk a little bit about like, where does this come from? Where does this stem from? For me, it was from my childhood. It was from the environment that I grew up in, and it was a dysfunction. And that's what I became accustomed to. That's what I learned. That's what, it was also not only a way of, it was a way of functioning, but it was also, coming from an environment that I learned about getting my needs met by creating certain dramas, right? So if to get attention, it was almost like demanding attention because I wasn't getting my needs met. I wasn't getting the healthy attention that I needed, that I desired. And so it was creating this chaotic environment. And as a family, we were each doing it in our own way. We were, you know, I had brothers and a sister. They were creating a chaotic environment for getting their needs met. I had my mom and my dad who had unhealthy addictions themselves. So when you put this all together, that's the environment that I grew up in. And I carried it on to into my adult life. And it was during the time when I began wanting to live healthier, wanting to not have that chaos, wanting peace. And I can't even say that it was not it was not, I don't think I realized that I was living in such a chaotic way. I just knew that I didn't like that feeling of mayhem anymore. I just knew that I wanted something different. And I think that's something that we can all relate to. Sometimes we get hung up on describing or understanding the situation versus just knowing that I didn't like it. I didn't like feeling the way that I was feeling. I didn't like experiencing always being rushed, never having a schedule that I could stick to, never accomplishing the goals that I wanted to accomplish. And so I didn't know why, and I didn't know what was happening. I just knew I didn't like it. And that was an important first step. I don't think that I necessarily needed to relive everything from my childhood. I just needed to know that I needed to learn a healthier way of doing things. I needed to learn, a more healthy way of daily life. And so I don't necessarily think that you have to know where the addiction to chaos or drama comes from versus knowing that if you're living, if you have goals that you just can't get accomplished, then that's an indicator. If you have a schedule that constantly gets changed, then that's an indicator. If you're constantly running late for things, that's an indicator. If you feel hurried and rushed all the time, that's an indicator. If you're feeling like you just can't finally wait to sit down at the end of the day all the time, that's an indicator. If you don't feel grounded, if you don't feel peaceful, as I've been coaching, some of the comments, some of the responses that I've heard are, when we have to find 5 minutes in your day for meditation or prayer, and to find 5 minutes is difficult, that's an indicator. When you really desire to have an exercise regimen in your life and it just never happens, that's an indicator. So again, I'm just talking through these little, you don't have to necessarily say to yourself, wow, like I must be addicted to chaos or I must be addicted to drama. You just have to know that how you're living is not what you want. Your day is not happening in the way that it should be. Your feelings that you're having, feeling like coming from a loving place, having peacefulness within you, having joy, having, wanting to pray and meditate and being able to do that, wanting to take better care of yourself. These are all things that can happen and should be happening if that's what you desire, if that's what you want. So I just don't want you to, I want you to look at it. I want you to think about the things that you say to yourself. I want you to think about and look at, what does your day look like? Are you exhausted? Are you feeling like, I just always bring myself back to when I sit down at the end of the day, there's two, and I'm like, whew, like, all right, finally, I'm sitting in this chair. This is great. There's two ways I look at that for myself. The first is, do I have that feeling because the day was overwhelming? The day was full of chaos. The day didn't work out the way that it had planned. Or do I have that feeling because I accomplished so much that it feels really good just to take that final like exhale at the end of the day, because it's a sense of gratitude and it's a sense of accomplishment. right? It's a sense of having the goals, the action steps that I had set for the day that I you know, made a headway towards the goal. So I just, you know, like, start to pay attention to what's going on. Start to pay attention to what you say to yourself. If you find yourself going out for a cup of coffee with friends and the whole conversation turns to gossip and drama and who's doing what and can you believe this? Can you believe that? Can you believe he did this? Can you believe she said this? Those are all indicators that that's the chaos. That's the drama. That's going to cause that unrest inside of you. That's going to be where the peace isn't coming from, you know? So think about it for your own life. Think about it. Think about it, you know, from that perspective. And so for me, grounding and peace, it looks like this for me, for my life, is that I have my goals. I have my action steps that are going to get me to my goals. Sometimes timing, it doesn't always work out the way that it's supposed to, because life does happen. Things do come up. I have a schedule. I have a schedule that is my guide. Doesn't mean that if the schedule doesn't get met that I get enraged or I freak out, because that to me is the same thing as being in a chaotic situation. But having a schedule means that I can know if something comes up and I need to switch things around, I can easily do it because I know at any point what's going on. It feels life, I have those moments to enjoy. I am enjoying the process. I am enjoying life. And that doesn't mean that it doesn't mean that trials and tribulations aren't happening. It just means that I am enjoying the process of living and I am feeling connected. I am feeling connected to people. I am feeling connected to the earth. I am feeling joyful. I am setting new goals. Like I'm going through some unbelievable changes right now. And I'm so excited about it, but I'm excited about those changes. And even though, you know, to get those changes in my life, I had to go through some, for the past few weeks, I've had to go through like selling the home, right? In 3 weeks, we've had to get it ready and decluttered and ready for market. But it was a really enjoyable process. There wasn't chaos. There wasn't turmoil. It wasn't like at the end of the day, when I sat in the chair and had that exhale, it was like, wow, like, yeah, like we did a lot today. And that was really cool. That was really great. And so that's what I you know, pray for you. I pray for that in your life. I pray for this process in your life. And so when we get back from break, we're going to talk about, I want to talk about what I've done to crowd out the chaos and the drama, but I'm going to take this from a spiritual and behavior perspective. I know that there's, as I mentioned before, this isn't about reliving past events. This isn't about bringing things up from your childhood. This is just about knowing that you crave peace. You want that peace. You want that joy. You want to enjoy life. You want to enjoy each day. And so I'm going to take this from a very light, little things that you can do to bring into your life, crowd out the other behaviors, but also know that you may start to feel a little uncomfortable. You may get that uncomfortable feeling, and that's okay. And it's just, we can take little steps at a time to bring in that peace. So let's take a short break. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Gold Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal .us.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Despite all efforts, is your pursuit of emotional freedom not going so well? Are you still stressed and anxious? It must be getting harder and harder to work on these issues. Meet Dr. Friedman. His breakthrough seminar may be the solution you have been looking for. It provides you with the insights and tools to reopen lines of inner communication, address deeper subconscious roots of your challenges, and discover how self-compassion can truly quiet your fear.
What medicine and research taught me is that we have all unlimited potential to heal, grow, and thrive.
So learn more at drfriedman.com. That's drfriedemann.com. And tune in to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. for even more ways to live your life with courage, integrity, and trust in your own counsel.
Welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. All right, let's talk about what to do, right? I know I say this often, but I am an action step girl. So I just tend to bring what I like into the show in hopes that you like it too. But let's kick this off. So what do we do? Okay, first and foremost, you know, for me, most important aspect of my life is my relationship with Jesus. And so for me, the first step was turning it over to God. So just as an understanding, and I could spend an entire show on this. And so I don't mean to make this seem less important because I'm not going to give enough information, but peace is a characteristic of the Holy Spirit. And in Christians, the Holy Spirit lives inside of us. So what that means is we have the characteristic of peace. And I was thinking about this morning in regarding another characteristic. And I was realizing that if the characteristic is inside of me, that means that I have the capability to experience it and to express it so others can experience it. And what I realized is that it's up to me. I need to turn on the switch, right? I need to turn on the switch of the peace that's inside of me. And that's where I want to take you through now with action steps. And approach this as, you have the ability inside of you. And so, or I should say capability. And now we just need to turn on that switch and make it turn on and make it come alive, right? To get it out there. So you experience it and others experience it. But that piece is inside of you. And so let's talk about turning it on. So one of the things that I did was I started to set limits. And part of setting limits is, again, setting your schedule. I still keep a paper schedule. And what I do is I have it Monday through Sunday every week. And I go through and fill that schedule with everything that's a priority and that's important. And then after those items are filled, that's when other stuff starts to come in. And that's when other stuff, I see where there's room for it. So in order to set limits, you have to really know what's going on in your life and what has to happen and what you have room in your life, in your schedule to that can happen. And part two, when you're working on that schedule is in setting those limits, you start to learn about setting limits for TV time, for Facebook time, Instagram time, all the social media that now I hear a lot of people talking about. And a lot of my clients will say, you know, I couldn't believe it. I spent the last hour scrolling through my social media and look at all that time that was wasted. Because part of that too, and I don't want to go too much into it, but part of that scrolling and part of that getting lost in that, right? It's like a way for you to turn off your brain. And part of turning off your brain and having that rest is we're not filling it it's being filled with chaos and drama. And so that's not natural to us. That's not natural to us functioning that way. That's not how we were created. And so when we are doing something that we're not made for, it's not going to feel right. And so when we're in constant chaos and constant drama, you're going to look for those moments for you to shut down. You're going to look for those moments to tune out. And so if you start to crowd, right? If we crowd out the stuff that we're not doing and we start to bring in the healthy stuff, you're going to notice that you're not going to need those blank out times as much as you did before. And also too, we can start to, once we start to bring in meditation and prayer and quiet time, you're going to give your brain the much needed rest that it needs. And then again too, you're going to have those healthier alternatives in your life, and you're going to spend less time scrolling through Facebook, scrolling through Instagram. So set limits in your schedule, set limits in social media, set limits with TV. All the things that are taking up so much time. Another thing that I did was find a relaxation technique that works for you. A lot of people talk about meditation. A lot of people love yoga to relax. A lot of people love exercise to relax. If exercise gives you the release that you need, then start to bring exercise in for the release versus for the 10 pounds that you need to lose. A lot of times when we change our perspective on things, the connection to that event, that connection to, if we talk about healthy foods or exercise, I've always said this to my clients, if you start to eat healthy because you want to get into smaller jeans, there's going to come a time when the junk food wins over fitting into the smaller jeans. But if you start to bring in exercise and healthy food because it makes you feel good, you move easier, you know your clothes fall off of you, it relaxes you. That's when you adopt it into your life and you keep it. That's when it becomes solidified. That's when it becomes something that you really start to enjoy. So write down a bunch of ideas that you think would be relaxing and start to play with them. Start to bring them into your life. It doesn't mean that it has to, you know, maybe it's a long walk. Maybe it's yoga. Maybe it's listening to music for 20 minutes. Maybe it's it's taking 20 minutes and reading your book. It could be whatever works for you, but it's important to bring that in, because again, too, it's about exhaling. It's about bringing that peace in. This is a good one. Don't make things a bigger deal than they are. If your spouse annoys you, don't talk about it with your 6 girlfriends. Let it go. If your kids annoy you, don't talk about it. Let it go. If somebody, it's interesting. I noticed it with someone who, I noticed it this past week. There's been someone new in my environment, and I noticed that every person they came encounter with, they had something happen to them, and it wasn't a big deal. But I noticed that every new person that they ran into, they retold the story. They retold the story about what happened. And I heard the story multiple times. And what's interesting is every time I heard the story, there was a deep, the emotion was a little bit stronger. The details were a little bit more vivid and a little bit more exaggerated. And so we do it. It's a very natural, I get it. It's a very natural thing that we do. We want you to experience the pain that I experienced. I want you to experience the joy I experienced. I want you to experience the fear that I experienced. Don't make it a bigger deal. Don't make it a bigger deal than it is. It creates a lot of unnecessary stress. It's so interesting. It's taken up. I listened to the story. I heard the person repeating the story, and each time it took up more time out of their day. The story got longer. The story got more detail. The other person asked more questions. There was a lot of time that was taken and a lot of drama and a lot of chaos, right? You can almost feel it inside your body. So don't make it a bigger deal. Focus on the joy. If it's a joyful incident, share the joy. Slow down. Take a moment in your day to slow your talk, slow your pace. Even taking a walk, slow down your walk. I've noticed it with me with working out. I've slowed down the pace of my workouts, and it's changed me. It's felt so good. I have lessened the intensity of the intensity of my workouts, how many times I do that intensity. If you're breathing, notice your breathing, notice the pace of your breathing. Just slow down, even just moving slower. Even walking through my house, I'll just slow down, and it's made the world of difference how good it feels. We're going to take our last break, and we get back. I want to go through this list. I'm going to talk more. The next thing that I'm going to talk about is something that has completely changed my life, and I want to share it with you because it's been so awesome. It has something to do with uncluttering your life. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
You said forever. You said always. Now you know things have changed, and going back is not an option. It's sudden, devastating, and is like taking a leap of faith. Tune in to From Two to You, Thriving After Divorce Radio, as Sarah Luz, empowerment coach and spiritual mentor, reminds you to have faith in yourself. Tune in every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific and listen as Sarah encourages you to leave negative stories in the past and move forward. We all need a friend. When I do becomes I can't. Let Sarah help as life takes you in a new direction. Leave the guilt and doubt in the past, step into the spotlight, and show the world who you are. To find out more about Sarah Luz, visit sarahluz.com.
Have you lost a loved one and would desperately love a sign to prove that they are okay? Here's a tip for you. Be curious. Keep an open mind about everything. The proof will come from the most unlikely places. The messages promise to challenge your current beliefs and what you've been taught. Accept and appreciate all, no matter where they come from. I'm Angie Corbett Kuiper. I would love for you to share your signs from beyond on my closed Facebook page, Beyond Grief.
Hey, welcome back to Thrive by Gen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Okay, unclutter. So start to unclutter and really, really look at your space. And I'll give you this example. I just recently, the house is actually going on the market today. And I had to go through everything and unclutter, right? Declutter. And it was funny. When I looked at my stuff, I'm extremely organized and I like things in their place and I just wouldn't consider it cluttered. So I had to go through closets, I had to go through shelves and declutter, and it was such an interesting experience. And it was funny because I took notes for myself because when I want to continue living like this, I want to continue living in a decluttered mindset. And what that means is, and here are a few examples. I went through drawers where we keep our, you know, logo cups, plastic cups. I can't begin to tell you how many cups we had where we just had the lids, we didn't have the cups. We had the cups, we didn't have the lids. We had broken cups, we had chipped cups, you know, once I got rid of all of those that just didn't even fit anymore, that we couldn't even possibly use, I then went through and realized that even after those cups went away, we still had 15 cups that were three people. So again, too, so I took it back. Like, what would happen? Like, I started asking myself, like, if we only had four cups, would it be that big of a deal? If I had to wash a cup and, you know, to be able to reuse it, do I have to have, you know, I was going through, I kept the focus on recycling and selling, and I was not going in the garbage to go into a landfill. So donating anything that I could do. And so I went through and I counted, I had over 56 plates. And that was to use every day. That wasn't even including all the holiday plates that I had. So with all the holiday plates I had, my plates were brought up to, I had like 75 or 80 plates. I would never have 80 people in my house at one time. It just wouldn't be possible. And I just started to see to myself like, and again, it's accidental, right? Where we buy something, but it just made me start to realize that here I thought I was living in a very decluttered environment, And there was a lot of clutter. And I had this conversation, and this is important. I had this conversation with the realtor who's listing the house, and she sees it time and time again. She brought to my attention that you can't imagine what you're missing out on from all the clutter. It takes up space. It takes up energy. And when you let that go, you let new things in. And it doesn't have to be meaning new plates. It's new experiences. It's new, right? Decluttering, uncluttering is also uncluttering your mind. So not only uncluttering your physical space, but uncluttering your mind. And again, too, it wasn't, and here's another example. We have these built-in shelves, and on the shelves, I thought it was great. I had, you know, I've had every single year picture of my kids, and it's been fun to see, you know, the change. But we had to take down all the pictures and just put up a couple of things. And I remember, all I did was keep up the most recent picture of the kids. And I can remember thinking, like, I could breathe. Like, and it's not that it was, right? Those are pictures. They're great. But it just was, it was that declutter. It was uncluttering. And it was so awesome. So you just don't, you know, even if your place is organized, don't look at it from an organization. Look at it from a quantity, and start to give that stuff away. Start to give it out. Same thing using a minimalistic workspace. This is sort of what this is again with the decluttering and what I want to bring into my new home is that it's just stuff. Like I'm really trying to, you know, it was funny. I had to, again, the decluttering of my desk. And on my desk, I must have had 35 pens. I mean, they were organized. They were put in pen holders, but I had 3 pen holders for all these pens. I, again, too, you start to ask yourself, like, who needs the 35 pens? Like, what's happening here? And so, again, too, it was letting that stuff go that, you know, taking that minimalistic approach where, I don't know, I've never, you know, in all my years of living, I've never not had a pen in the house. Like, if I only had 2 pens on my desk, I don't know what I think. Do I think that I'll run the risk of never having a pen or not having a pen to write with? You really start to wake up to these things that are surrounding you. And it gets to be, you know, it's a great exercise. It's very like, you know, it really opened my heart a lot because it just was breath. It was space. Like it was kind of cool to have space to look at, space to walk around. Start to get to your appointments early. So even if you start with 5 minutes, but again, too, we talked about in the beginning of the show that hurried feeling, that hurried, like always hurrying. So make it a conscious effort. Make it your new way of existing that I'm going to be early to everything. And it's such a huge transformation that you'll experience because it's that getting rid of that hurried feeling. It's letting that hurried feeling go. It's not having that in your life. Another is accept and let go. This has a lot to do. We always talk about forgiveness, I can't say this enough. Forgiveness is for you. It's not for others. Forgiveness is for you. So just, you know, let go, like start today, look at from today forward and maybe stop recapping stories, stop telling every person you meet about what happened to you on Saturday. Just let it go. Just let it go. And the last thing that I want to talk about before we go is ask instead of guessing. We play such mind tricks with, you know, with guessing what, you know, why your friend hasn't called or guessing why, you know, so-and-so hasn't called or responded or the email's taken too long or if this could happen, that could happen. That's a lot of guessing. Either ask the person, ask somebody who can give you the information. You know, this is about uncertainty and misguided conclusions that add to chaos because then you start talking about what could happen. What if, you know, when we guess, it's about what if, you know, going through 5 different scenarios of what could happen, none of them could happen. And you just had all that chaos and drama that was going on. So just ask instead of guessing, and let go of you know, I used to call it, you know, being prepared. However, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. I mean, there's been enough evidence in my life that today is not guaranteed, tomorrow is not guaranteed. And so, and I don't want to say that, you know, we don't plan, but we don't know everything that's going to happen. And to sit there and do these what if scenarios, all it does is create unrest in us. It creates that drama and that chaos. So we have run out of time, and I hope you found this helpful. I so enjoy sharing this with all of you, and you guys always give me such feedback, have great conversations, ask great questions, and we go through email or on Facebook. So you're welcome to email me at jenniferzelep@yahoo.com or reach out to me on Facebook and send me a message. You've been listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, as Jen shares the action steps and real stories from people throughout the country that will ignite you to stand in confidence, love from within, and be unstoppable at fulfilling your dreams. For more information, podcast downloads, and to connect with Jen, visit JenniferZelep.com.